Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls the one new man. And God has been waiting so long. I mean, literally, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said the reason that he came was because he had sheep from another fold. He was talking to his Jewish sheep, and he had sheep from another fold. That was the Gentiles. And then John 17:21 is referring to that. He says, I pray that they, Jews and Gentiles, it's not Baptists and Methodists and Catholics. Why? They didn't exist when he said that. He said, I pray that they, Jews and Gentiles, might be one. And what's at stake? Read the next verse. So the world will believe. Anyone interested in the world believing? All we have to do is what Jesus prayed. It doesn't make any sense at all to the natural mind, but if you've been a believer for any period of time, you've recognized we're dealing with limited information in the natural. God knows everything. And he says that when Jews and Gentiles become one, it will release something in the spirit realm that will cause the world to believe. And let me tell you what's going to be released. I'm glad you asked. John 17:21 and then 22 says that the same glory that is on Jesus will be on them. And we need that fullness of God's glory on the congregation of the believers, so that the world will believe. Now, you've got enough insight in that to be busy for the next week, maybe until Jesus returns. My guest is fascinating me. I've been talking with him on the telephone. His name is Danny Stein. And Danny, you've got to tell me what just happened to you. You're driving your car. You're going to Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's pouring down rain, and you are worshiping God, but something highly unusual happened. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, we were headed actually out on a real mission. You know, we weren't just going as invited guests to go speak somewhere. This time we were taking teams across the nation. And it was quite a challenge, quite a faith challenge and everything else as we were going. And as I was driving alone, actually, that morning, very early in the morning to catch an early flight to Florida, I was having a hard time keeping the car on the road just because it was early. I was rushing, and the storm was really there. And as I was worshiping, my car was surrounded with thousands of angels just all around me.
Now, I have friends that see angels and they say, I see glimmers of light. Then I have friends that use the same terminology. I see angels and they see them fully. What did you see?
I see them both ways. But on this particular occasion, it was fully, and it was all around the car. And in fact, it felt like my car was being carried along. Everything just smoothed out right away. And, I was, you know, quite undone, obviously, as this was happening, because the sky that was dark was now bright just from the angelic host. It was incredible.
You know, I just recently interviewed Kathy Walters. Do you know her?
I do know Kathy.
And she was involved in a revival when she first became a believer in the Messiah. And she said there was such glory that they couldn't even look up, because in the church it was so bright. Is that what you're describing?
It was brilliantly bright, and the thing that was happening is they were shouting, actually, because I think this was not just a simple let's go and have a meeting, but my heart is to take a nation, and so there, and not just my heart, but those that God is bringing around us.
So you had a heavenly host of cheerleaders. That's what it sounds like
and
to me.
What they said, they actually were shouting, and they said, go, Danny, go, go, go. And it was wild. And then I heard the Lord speak in an audible voice, and he said, heaven has been waiting for this time. And I don't understand that all. It was very overwhelming and very humbling, but it was a very powerful thing. I felt like my car was being carried along. That went on just for a few minutes, and then it was gone, and I was back to driving, but I was quite undone.
Well, I'm so glad that you shared that, but there was a dream that you had, and you saw the church, meaning the people in the church, were like one giant body. That's so significant, I believe. Would you share that?
Yes. In 1982, actually before I had ever experienced a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in ways that would be familiar to a Spirit-filled church, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw the hand of the Lord come down through a little white country church, and there was a giant that was laying on the pews, the head where the pulpit would be and the feet out in the foyer. And he shook the giant awake on the shoulders. And when he stood up, it just decimated that structure. And he said, there's coming a day where I'm going to wake up my church, and there is not an organization or anything else that will be able to contain what I'm going to do when that happens.
I'll tell you, what you have just said, I've been saying lately that the wineskin that we have is the old-fashioned one, which was good in those old-fashioned days. But today, the wineskin we have cannot contain the glory, cannot contain the number of people that will be coming to the Lord that are going to be discipled. I believe we're so close to the to what you saw taking place, Danny.
Oh, I'm watching it happen in front of me. I have never been as excited in all my life. I am watching God take back his church and say, this is mine. I can run it. I can release it. I can free it. And it has been.
Isn't that an awful statement? God has to take back his church? I mean, it just doesn't even make sense, but it's true.
He always has. But that has been the joy. I mean, that's been my heart. When I moved from, I was pastoring a church in North Carolina, and extremely frustrated. And for a long time, I thought it was not God frustration, because I'd been pastoring for so long, and had just done everything the way that I always did things, the way that they were supposed to be done. But I wasn't seeing the impact that I really wanted to see in this nation and in my own life, in my own ministry. And the Lord just began pouring in this frustration. I remember touching base with Roland and Heidi during those years. And
that's Roland and Heidi Baker that have a Book of Acts ministry in Mozambique, Africa, that, as I was saying to Danny before we went on the air, they're really my heroes of the faith. But go ahead.
No, and at that point in time, we didn't know them very well. We've become good friends since then. But their ministry frustrated me. And the reason it frustrated me was because it was happening in Mozambique, but why couldn't it not happen here in the West? And why were we not seeing that which God had called us to? And so this deep frustration worked inside of me until actually an event when I was in Toronto at the Airport Christian Fellowship for a 10-year gathering, I believe, a few years ago. And Randy Clark actually ministered to me and just looked at me, and he said, Danny, God is going to give you another chance. And I really didn't understand that, but then the Lord took me back to the early 80s when I first began planting the first church I'd planted. And in that time, I just became sensitive to the Lord. We worshiped. We heard what God wanted us to do, and we did it. We didn't have all the fluff. We didn't have all the meetings, but God visited us, and people were healed, and people were saved, and
Oh, that sounds so boring compared to with a feel-good Christianity that is being exported on Christian TV that is dumbing the Christians.
I don't think you want to get on that subject with me. I really have a heart. We are to provide Jesus.
Listen, what you're saying is my passion and the passion of most of the people that are listening to us right now. They know that there's more. I'm holding your new book in my hand right now. It's called These Walk on Water. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, there's a part of life where we can simply take life as it comes to us, live until retirement, retire.
Don't forget the gold watch, but go ahead.
That's right. You can have everything you want, live the American dream, and at the end of the day, we haven't done anything that will receive the applause of heaven. And the reality is that for me, that when I began watching people like Roland and Heidi Baker and others like that, I realized they had given their all to following after God. And as a result, they were experiencing that which God says is very normal for him. The supernatural is not an abnormality. It is normal Christianity. And so I really believe that God is raising up a generation that are going to walk on water. Those who like Meltari in the Indonesian revival, who literally led teams across swollen rivers to touch people with the gospel.
That's without a boat.
and that we're the process that the Lord has me in is equipping, I guess, and helping people throw the second leg out of the boat.
Well, let me tell you something. Your book does it, and if you're tired of entertainment, powerless, seeker-sensitive, feel-good Christianity, and you want the real thing, get this book, These Walk on Water, and then you start doing it. This has the goods. We're making it available for a donation of $15. Call or write today for These Walk on Water. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.